One of my friends works in an office and seeks ways to add colors to her lifeless room. A while ago, she asked me to introduce small low-maintenance indoor plants that can grow in her dim room. I suggested several small low-light succulents indoors. Hi, I'm a horticultural consultant with a PhD in plant protection science. I decided to share with you 6 small succulents that don't need sun along with my knowledge and experiences in this post. If you have a dim room and cannot use growing lights, I hope this post helps you to add liveness to your low-light house or office. Can succulents grow indoors in low light? Before introducing small low-light succulents indoors, let me tell you a fact about them. Arrow, based on my experiences, almost all low-light succulents for growing indoors love to thrive in bright indirect sunlight. However, they can tolerate low-light conditions too. Hence, the following succulents can add some beauty to your dim office or house, but they will be happy if you sometimes place them in a bright place with indirect sunlight. Perfect small low-light succulents indoor with images. And now is the time to find small succulents that don't need sun. Below, I provided a list of 6 small low-light succulents indoors that I found well for growing in dim rooms. Desert Rose. Scientific name, Echeveria lilacina. First, let's start with one of my favorite small low-light succulents indoors, the beautiful desert rose plant with the scientific name Echeveria lilacina. I love its rosette-forming appearance and its pale lilac or silver-gray leaves. This is one of the succulents with pink flowers. As I told you before, Echeveria lilacina loves to thrive in bright sunlight, however can tolerate low-light conditions. This lovely succulent is a slow-growing plant and requires minimal water, making it my popular choice for rock gardens, container gardens, and as a houseplant. I also think Echeveria lilacina is an ideal choice for those who are busy due to its drought tolerance characteristics. Bear paw. Scientific name, Cotyledon tomentosa. If you love fuzzy succulents with green leaves, I think Cotyledon tomentosa is one of the best. As you can see in the picture, the leaves resemble bear paws. Although this is a small low-light succulent indoors, if you put it in bright sunlight, each leaf will show reddish-brown tips that look like claws. My lovely bear paw plant prefers well-draining soil and can tolerate partial shade to full sun. Like other succulents, you must avoid overwatering to prevent root rot. Cylindrical snake plant. Scientific name, Sansevieria cylindrica. Come on to show you a different snake plant, the cylindrical snake plant. It is a distinct small low-light succulent that, unlike the more common flat-leaved snake plants, Sansevieria cylindrica has round, stiff leaves with eye-catching patterns. Although its leaves can grow several feet long, it is a very slow-growing plant that can be considered a small indoor plant. As you can see in this picture, the leaves grow upright and may occasionally branch. Sansevieria cylindrica is extremely easy to care for, tolerating low light and infrequent watering, making it an excellent indoor plant. Snake plants not only clean the air, but also can produce oxygen during the night, hence they are perfect low-light indoor plants for bedrooms. Ox tongue. Scientific name, Gasteria spp. It is another small low-light succulent indoors, with a strange name, ox tongue. I think this plant is named for its thick, rough leaves that resemble an ox's tongue. I found Gasteria species vary in leaf color from green to almost black, which lets us match them easily with our indoor decor. This plant has also interesting patterns or markings on its leaves that add to its beauty. About caring for the ox tongue plant, you must know, although it can be tolerant of dim rooms, but prefers indirect light. I strongly recommend watering it sparingly, as their leaves store water. Gasteria spp. Is one of the low-light indoor plants that is safe for cats too. Zebra plant. Scientific name, Haworthia attenuata. This is a small low-light succulent indoors, with thick, pointy, and rosette-forming leaves. I think its name, zebra plant, is due to its leaves that are adorned with white, zebra-like stripes or tubercles. Let's give you some tips for its caring. I think the zebra plant, Haworthia attenuata, is perfect for growing indoors due to it can tolerate low-light conditions, however prefers indirect light. About its watering manner, Haworthia attenuata needs minimal water. In addition, it can thrive in the same pot for years. So, I think it is a low-maintenance choice for succulent enthusiasts who are busy. Panda plant. Scientific name, Calanchoe tomentosa. And finally, come on to add a lovely small low-light indoor to our dim room, the panda plant with the scientific name Calanchoe tomentosa. I love the plush appearance of this beautiful succulent with its soft, fuzzy gray-green leaves and brownish red margins. The things that make it perfect for beginners is that the panda plant is a relatively easy succulent to care for. I grow it easily by providing a bright light and well-draining soil, however, it can tolerate low-light conditions too. I must tell you another point about its watering requirements. This plant, like many succulents, prefers minimal and infrequent watering to prevent root rot. Conclusion. Succulents are beautiful, easy-growing houseplants in variegated shapes and colors, which can add a touch of beauty to your indoor decor. In this post, I tried to introduce 6 of the best small low-light succulents indoors that don't need sun for growing, including desert rose, bear paw, cylindrical snake plant, ox tongue, zebra plant, and panda plant. Which one of these plants is best for your dim room? Do you know other small low-light succulents indoors? Please tell me about your ideas below this page. You can also ask me your questions about caring for succulents. I will answer as soon as possible.